George Hofford with a very special guest today, a friend and someone who is does yeoman work and does a lot of things that we're going to listen to. Chad McDonald, the Assistant Director of the Cookeville Department of Leisure Services, the arts and music and crafts and performing and visual arts guru, one of them, of our region that that I've grown to love and appreciate during our time here. Chad, welcome.
Thanks for having me, George. Right. Glad to be here.
We're going to have fun. Hopefully we're going to have fun. I'm going to listen for a change. But
I dressed up for you. I put on a tie today.
You got a radio look to you.
Well,
man.
They say I've got a face for radio. So,
Chad, I love this show because our audience gets to hear your heart, your soul, who you are. And much like Billy Graham, we're going to start with age of birth. And I just tell us. Give us
all the way back to 1971.
All right, here's the deal, though. You can't don't spend a lot of time in high school, but it's okay. You can talk about girlfriends or sports or arts or what drives you, your passion. So let's your own.
So I'm from East Tennessee, George. You know, I grew up in Harriman, Tennessee.
Yeah, sure.
And love that area of the country. I love the mountains of East Tennessee. Beautiful over there. My wife and I go over there all the time. We love that area of the state. But
is she from that area?
No, actually, she's from West Tennessee.
Uh-oh.
We met in college here at Tennessee Tech. She came to college. I came to college.
That's a common denominator.
Right. But we sort of met in the middle and stayed in the middle.
There you go.
So, but I like Cookeville because it's very similar to Harriman. You know, topography, geography, it's very similar. And so I grew up in Harriman. I have a couple of brothers and a sister, and we're all about 16 months apart. My mother had one right after the other. So in about 6 years, she had all four kids, and we grew up together.
Great. That's great.
My two brothers and I don't remember not playing golf. You know, my dad was a golfer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
He taught all of us to play golf, and I don't remember not playing. So
you grew up with it.
I did.
That's great.
My two brothers and I were actually on the same high school golf team for 1 year. When I was a senior, my youngest brother was a freshman.
Yeah.
And that was a very special time, all three of us to be on the same team together.
And the older one gets, the more one appreciates these type things.
And we still get together to play. They still come up here for the Golden Eagle Scramble every year. So I get to play with them once a year. One of my brothers only plays once a year, and that's for that tournament.
For that, he comes back and
yes. So he looks for his clubs, and, you know, they're right where he left them last year.
He cleans them off from last year, and you play.
That's right. I play quite a bit. And
good for
my
you.
Youngest brother plays quite a bit, but our middle brother just
– it's okay.
Yeah.
One out of three ain't bad.
That's right. We love the game, though.
That's great. That's great. So you're born. You're in Harriman.
Yes.
Let's go back to elementary, junior high, high school.
Oh my goodness!
Any memories or thoughts or how you got turned on to the arts and music and theater and what you do every day?
So I was, you know, my favorite teacher in elementary school was Mrs. Pinkleton. I mean, remember her name, Miss Pinkleton, and she was my third grade teacher.
Sure.
She was she really instilled a love of math in me. We had these classroom games where we would do multiplication tables, you know, compete with each other, speed rounds. You know, she'd line up the class in two lines, and when you got to the front of the classroom, she would flash multiplication cards. Whoever said it first got to stay in the front of that line, and the other line kept moving.
That's where you're competitive.
So, right. It was very competitive.
But it was fun.
She made it fun. That's right. there was a young girl in there, more a young girl my age at that time, who she and I competed almost every time we were.
Oh, yeah. You were in it. Yeah.
She was as competitive as I was. So if she won, I was mad. If I won, she was mad.
Yeah. But you got over it and you won again.
Right. But, you know, elementary school, I went to two or three elementary schools, actually. Started out in a school that was a K through 12 school. I actually was in first grade. At the end of the first grade, I skipped second grade, and they put me in third grade at the next school when I went to the new school.
Okay.
They said, you need to be in third grade.
That's
so,
great.
I missed my second grade. I don't know how formative second grade is, but I missed that. So, but yes, through elementary school, and then I went to Harriman High School, of course.
Yeah, sure.
Played a couple of sports there. I played on the golf team, mm-hmm. like I mentioned earlier. Played tennis as well.
Okay, sure.
Loved playing tennis because those sports were not in the same season, so I played tennis in the off season of golf. But really enjoyed that.
Okay.
Played in the band as well. Played trumpet
Lord
in the band.
Lord mercy, I'm learning a lot.
I know it.
Yeah.
I have a confession to make, though, and all the musicians out there, I do not read music very well.
Okay.
I still played trumpet in the band.
You can do but
I faked my way through it in high school.
I understand.
I memorized everything and was not able to read music that
fake
well.
Fake it till you make it,
that's
buddy.
Right.
That's good.
But really enjoyed that. The camaraderie in the band, I think everyone should be in a group like that.
Yes.
Be it the football team or the band or some
type of team experience.
Some type of group.
Yes.
Working
yes,
towards a common yes. goal type of experience
yes,
because yeah. you learn so much about yourself and how to, you know, motivate and be around other people.
Sure.
In that type of situation.
How'd you get to Tennessee Tech? What was
Well, I went to Roan State after Harriman
sure.
High School for a year.
Sure.
And my goal was to become – I wanted to be a chemistry major. To get my degree in chemistry.
Wow.
So I started that route at Roan State there in Harriman, Rockwood area, mm-hmm. and then transferred to Tennessee Tech. And I believe that was 91 or 92.
Okay.
I don't remember that exactly, to be honest.
Okay.
But when I got there, I gravitated towards the field of EMT, emergency medical technician.
Wow, you're a man for all seasons.
So
buddy.
When I was at Tech, I got my licensure as an emergency medical technician and went on to become an EMT in Nashville, where I worked for about 2 years.
Well, as a guy my age, I'm glad to know I got a good friend. He's an EMT. Those with the defibrillators, I mean,
right,
and
right.
with the emergency room a few blocks away, I'm okay.
Right. I love that. I love being an EMT. I love taking care of people. And helping, you know, being those first responders, being those people to help people who need help.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great time in my life, too. But physically, being an EMT at that time was very demanding.
Oh, sure.
And still is. And mentally as well.
Mentally, yeah.
We lived in Dixon. My wife and I lived in Dixon when I was doing that.
Sure.
And so that was about a 45-minute drive into Nashville every day,
mm-hmm.
into the sun in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I went home,
it was into the sun going
back to Dixon. So that wasn't thought out very well. That's right. But I loved that time. I loved being in Nashville. And this was before the whole population boom there. But I saw the beginnings of that happening.
Oh, sure.
Back in the 96, 97 time frame. And loved that.
Oh,
really
yeah.
loved it. The end of 96, I got married to my wife, Sarah.
We got married. You met her at Tennessee Tech?
Met her at Tennessee Tech,
right,
yes.
Okay.
We can go back to Tennessee Tech.
Yeah, go anywhere you want to go.
So we were – I was a – member of, or I frequented the Wesley Foundation there.
Yeah,
the
sure.
Methodist Student
sure,
Organization.
Sure.
Lots of friends there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell this story about my wife because she knows it, and I tell it a
and
lot.
And it's okay,
it's
right?
okay. But I was in the choir
well,
at
sure.
the Wesley Foundation.
Yeah.
We had a college student choir there. And the choir director brought a new girl to choir practice one night. My wife, Sarah.
Sure, I get
and
that.
And she was introducing her to the choir and said, I'd like you all to meet Sarah. She's a soprano. And me being my obnoxious self said, that's just great. All we need, another soprano.
Another soprano.
She never lets me forget that.
I understand.
I'm sure she thought, who is this guy?
Yeah, you know,
who is this?
Man. Guess what?
Yeah, right. But we kind of hit it off, and you know, the rest is history. We got married in 95. We met in 91 and got married in 95.
Yeah.
So.
But you know, that as a guest we had on earlier, that's providential, man. That didn't just happen. That's a work of the Holy Spirit. And
right.
you are. I'm supposed to listen, but I had a similar experience with my wife. Did all the wrong things.
Right.
Said all the wrong things, and we got married like a year
happened
and a
anyway,
half.
Didn't it?
Yeah, we got married a year and a half later, and it was God's will. I mean,
I do love her. We'll be married 30 years this year.
Wow. Yeah.
So
there are times she wants to kill me, but. Murder. I always tell people, you ever find me, I've been murdered.
That's
right. Ain't no suicide.
Ask my wife a question first. Right? Or ask your wife a question first. Yeah, yeah.
And I've got friends I've told that to, so if something happens,
sure.
I'm at least protected that way. So.
Sure.
So you just had a great childhood, great high school, great Tennessee. Man, you have been – you're probably one of the broadest guys as far as things.
I'm pretty broad. I've been told, especially around the waist.
No. Scientists, you know, technical people, and then there's arts. I mean, that's a gift to have both sides of the brain like you do.
Right. So, you know, being in the medical field. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. 1 minute.
No, I was going to say, you know, getting
and
from
having that
EMT
experience.
And coming back. So while I was at Tech, I was working part-time at the Performing Arts Center. It was called the Drama Center then, as
there you
most
go.
People remember.
Sure.
And that's where I developed my love for theater and the arts.
Another providential thing. You
right.
were there for a reason.
That's right. And so I left when I became an EMT to go work in Nashville. But I came back.
Yeah.
After
amazing the people that come back.
Right.
Or come here.
That's right. There was an opportunity to come back, and I did. So that's
So now we're up to date, getting up to date.
Getting up, well, that got us back. That gets us to about 97.
Okay, we got hold that thought. We got a few seconds left in this segment.
Okay.
But see, I have already learned so much about you that I'm impressed. Good Lord, you have, and it just gets better. George Hallford with Chad McDonald, our City of Cookeville arts, music, crafts, and all things in between. Back soon. Well, the saga continues. George Hallford with you. A friend that I thought I knew very well, Chad McDonald, and I'm learning a lot more about who he is. And, Chad, let's pick up where we left off for the break. And Coming back to Cookeville. Let's just start in these reflections of coming back to Cookeville after
serving as an EMT,
in a totally different field.
Right.
Than you are in today.
So I think I mentioned before I worked part-time at the Drama Center before I got my license as an EMT and grew to love the art of theater. The backstage side of theater, especially technical theater. And so when I left to become an EMT, I missed that. And I was loving being an EMT, so always looking back towards.
Oh, sure.
And part of the reason I left, it was a part-time job,
mm-hmm.
and I just got married, mm-hmm. so I needed a full-time job.
Oh, sure, and, yeah.
So I was working as an EMT, kept looking back towards Cookeville, and a full-time job
pulling you back.
A full-time job opened up back here at the Drama Center again, and, you know, my mentor for – well, since I started working for the city, Rick Woods.
Rick's wonderful.
He's a great guy.
Wonderful.
let me know that there was a job opening, a full-time job opening back at the Drama Center, and I applied for that. That was the cultural arts coordinator, which is basically the box office manager and sort of helped Rick with
– So y'all were growing this
– That's right.
– enterprise, and you had – man, Rick, what a wonderful mentor.
Yes, Rick has been great.
One of the
I've
tops in the business.
So much from Rick about the theater, and in my new job as the assistant director, he's taught me, you know, a lot.
Sure.
But coming back in 97 – had a full-time job there at the Drama Center, and I've been there. I stayed at that job until 2000 mm-hmm. when Rick was promoted to Director of Leisure Services.
Sure.
I don't know if you remember Brad Chambers.
No, that was – no, obviously, I came here in 04. I knew the name, but Rick was there when I got here.
Yeah, so Brad Chambers was the Director of Leisure Services when the department was formed.
Okay.
And so he left in – can't remember if it was 99 or 2000. I believe it was 2000. And so Rick applied for that job and became director.
Okay, good.
And when Rick moved up to director, I applied for his superintendent position, the cultural arts superintendent position, and got that job.
So you had a relationship.
Right.
That's great.
So I became the superintendent in 2000, and I did that until 2024. I did that for 24 years, the cultural arts superintendent.
Sure. Yeah.
So I was responsible for theater happening at the Performing Arts Center, the two museums in town, the Depot Museum, the History Museum, our School of Dance. The concerts in the park that you've been to. Shakespeare in the Park. All the arts offerings that the city produced, I was in charge of.
So you were the guy. You and Rick were the guys.
It's a team.
But
yeah, absolutely.
You played an instrumental role in the development of what one of the things that makes us really special.
Well, I like to think I played a small role.
You were part of the team. Right. We talked about team.
I was there for 20 years. Something had to rub off of me and make it. And now we have a new person in that position, Rachel Wingo.
Yeah.
Who is fantastic.
Right.
She was the Bryan Symphony executive director before this position. But she just started last year, and she's not even been there a year yet, but she is doing a fantastic job. Glad to have her. But I've been moved to the assistant director position.
Okay.
Still working under Rick.
Sure.
I'm working more closely with Rick
now. Even more about the business.
Yeah. Yes, but even less. I mean, it's less in the arts.
And more in the business
end. Right. So we're working on lots of grants and projects. Like, we have several projects going on right now. The Performing Arts Center lobby is being remodeled. The entrance to Dogwood.
I saw that. Yes. Seen that, yeah.
The Walnut entrance to Dogwood Park is being completely redone.
Love that park. Oh.
Yes. Well, so a lot of people, as you know, when you come to Dogwood Park, will park in the public parking lot across Walnut behind the pavilion.
Yes,
behind
around
the stage.
Yeah.
And that's not an attractive entrance to Dogwood Park.
No, it's not your
through
park,
a parking
no,
lot.
No.
And it used to be the police department, as a matter of fact. So you'd have to walk through and
it's
by
wonderful
the fence.
How we've transformed.
Yes.
Are transforming that.
Yes. So anyway, we're making that whole parking lot a more attractive entrance to Dogwood Park.
And we're expanding the park, aren't we? We had that acreage, some extra acreage.
We added some acreage along First Street.
That's right.
Which we've not developed yet.
But that's in
but
the
But it is part
plan.
Of the park. That's correct. And we're also doing a project out at Cane Creek Park, a couple of projects, actually. I'm very excited about the pickleball courts that are being built
pickleball
out there.
Pickleball has exploded,
absolutely.
Hasn't it?
I don't think we can build them fast enough.
No, I got our neighbors. I don't know if I can move around fast enough anymore, but our neighbors play, and it's just big.
I liken it to golf because you can probably play that sport as you want.
It's not a track meet.
Right.
You're not.
As long as you can stand and move,
you
could play pickleball, you could play golf.
So, sure.
It's a sport that attracts a lot of different demographics. But I'm excited about the pickleball courts. Those should be done this spring sometime. I mean, they're coming right along. We're in the process of expanding Cane Creek Park.
I think that's wonderful.
Mr. Cowan, who owns a piece of property next to Cane Creek Park, we bought property from him. So we're expanding the trails out in that area. We're putting a food forest out in
you
that
got
area.
The dog park is huge, isn't it?
It's very popular.
Yeah.
That was done in conjunction with the Boyd Foundation. But that is very popular. We have a lot of people who bring their dogs out.
I'm wearing a different hat now. Mm-hmm. Obviously retired, but you look at the growth of our community, so important about recreation. And I'm a lot older than you are, but Cat Stevens had a song back when you were born called Where Do the Children Play?
Yeah.
It was his first. And it's about, as we grow, we got to make sure we have green space.
Right.
And what an important job that you and Rick and your team in the city has.
Well, you got to think 20 years ahead.
You do, because
you're planning.
Takes so long to.
I mean, if it takes you 5 years to develop it, and then trees don't grow overnight.
No,
so,
no.
Yeah, you're thinking.
I'm gonna throw a little pet project in here that has been around the rail trail.
I love the rail trail.
It will happen. It will not happen probably as like a lot of things as fast as but one day to connect all four of our towns.
Yes.
It's exciting to me for what it will do for our community. Man, you got me turned on. This is, and, I'm usually turned on, but this is really a exciting part of what we are.
Right.
Our quality of life. We're not. Is there any community our size really that has this type? There's some.
Oh, sure.
The high important arts, music, Tennessee Tech. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving things out. We're just blessed to have what we've got.
Well, we're blessed here that we have cooperation between all of these entities, too.
And the governments?
The county government, the city government,
right.
Tennessee Tech, the chamber,
Leslie Town. We work together.
We all work together to make the good life better for everyone.
And we don't care who gets credit.
That's right.
Dogwood Park, we have a grandchild late mm-hmm. in life, joy, just pure joy. And we take him, he's two, a little over two, he's taking
so you've
the dog.
Been to the playground quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, and you see all socioeconomics. I love it. I love what we're doing. We're down to just a few seconds in this segment. We'll come back to that. This is George Hofford, Chad McDonald, talking about quality of life. And it's just getting better, folks. Back soon. George Hofford, back with Chad McDonald. I violated a promise I made to Chad. I'm mm-hmm. starting to talk too much, so I'm going to have to – I need to listen and learn. And I am just so personally excited about our future and our quality of life. And we're it's building blocks. It's over time. It's long term. Let's pick up, Chad. We're talking about department, and you were talking about
– Cane
Creek and rails and rail trails and – Dogwood Park and
absolutely, you were talking about the playground in Dogwood Park.
Yes, I personally experienced it with a grandchild late in life. It's not my great grandchild, but
I stood knee deep in mud over there when Heart of the City Playground was being built.
A group of citizens working with the government leaders,
Kelly Swallows and Ashley. Yeah, I'm not gonna remember her last name. I'm sorry.
You're okay. You're getting into that era. It gets worse.
We're the instigators behind that, if that's the right word.
State of the art.
Ashley Swan,
yes, you got it.
Fantastic group that put that together and rallied the community around building that playground.
Raised $500,000 to $1 million.
And fundraised for that. And it is such a jewel inside the park. So many people use that playground
ages and socio and wow. All I can say is wow. We love it.
We're dealing with a little bit of age in that park right now. We're having to replace some elements there.
Sure.
And I know people have noticed some of that. There's a couple of things that are not working, but we have plans to correct those in the near future, and hopefully we can get those done very soon.
But, you know, I remember that was a – remember we had that as a shopping – when I first moved here, it was I think you had just – you know, it was just really getting started, but we had an old shopping center there.
The Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe institution there,
It's hard to even remember that being there, but I do recall that being there. We would do concerts in the park, and
there it was.
Cotton Eye Joe was behind us.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And
but how that has blossomed and planning.
Yes.
From the interstate to downtown to Tennessee Tech, 3-4 miles. I mean – everything is walkable.
Right.
A lot of great planning has gone into in our center city. And
I think since I moved back to Cookeville, the amount of sidewalks that have been put in is amazing.
It's
very walkable downtown.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
And Dogwood Park, as you mentioned, is sort of a connector between the square and the West End.
It is. Together part.
Yeah, that's right. And people walk through there all the time, just having lunch, just enjoying their time in the park.
Yeah. Now let's shift gears to the part I love is looking in the crystal ball,
mm-hmm.
planning. I believe we do a really good job in our community, teamwork, working together, input, but planning. Plans do become reality. They may not happen as fast as we want or like,
right.
But let's look in the crystal ball a little bit. During your remaining tenure here, which I hope and will be a long, long time, y'all have got some mighty big plans coming. Can we just look in there and talk about what's important?
Sure. Well, you mentioned the rail trail just a minute ago.
That is huge.
Having – if that could be completed to connect the towns you were talking about before and – making that a destination, people coming to Cookeville in this area to take advantage of that rail trail.
Oh,
it could become a real economic engine for this area.
Let me violate what I just said.
Go ahead.
I've got some new – we all have new good friends that have moved here from Chicago, California, and they're great people, by the way, and they're getting involved. And so I've got a friend. We play golf together, and he's been here a couple of years. And one day he just matter-of-factly said to me, you know, I've got my childhood friends from Chicago coming down, and we're going to go to the Virginia Creeper. We're going to spend the weekend
Which is
there.
Great, by the way.
It is great. Yes. But I will tell you, what we have envisioned will be something that will be on par and it will be
longer.
It will
rival it, yes. It will rival.
When you can leave Monterey or head Baxter, you can go in the sun or whatever
right,
you're talking
right,
about,
right.
And you can have an 800-foot change in elevation. And you can end up down at our welcome one day at Baxter and on down to the river. We have something that few places in the South in our region. It's kind of like Cummins Falls.
That's right.
Quick, this thing is waiting. It's a difference maker, and we can either grow the community with industry and business, which is great, but we can also grow it where people come here, spend money, and go home.
That's right. Tourism
it is the purest form of economic development.
That's right. You get the tax dollars from those people. You get their lunch dollars. You get their gas
yes,
dollars.
Yes, and they improve the quality of life
That's
for the
right.
citizens who live here. So it's a wonderful.
And it makes our property taxes lower.
It is. But I know there's a great there's emphasis. It's always about funding. But long term and a lot of interest. There's a new friends group.
Yes.
I'm pleased to be a part of that. But this is sort of a – It won't be completed in my lifetime, but I'll tell you what, it will be a game changer,
George,
in our lifetime.
You know, a lot of the things we do, and we talked about this off air just a minute ago, though, is, you know, a lot of the projects that we have in mind and a lot of the projects you're talking about, we're not doing so we can take advantage
no.
of them. It's so your grandkids can take advantage, or your
it.
Kids and grandkids.
That drives me, especially.
Yes.
But the Johnny Appleseed example
right.
about the apples orchards of the Great Northwest.
Right.
One little guy was planting seeds, and that's what we do as a
that's
team.
Right.
And to see these, to see them grow, and to see them spread. It's an exciting. To me, I'm getting chill bumps talking about it.
Yeah, we want to keep our parks, especially our parks and green spaces and public spaces, in good shape and
yes.
keep them viable for not just us but for the next generations.
Livable, drivable, walkable.
Right.
And we want to students who come to Tennessee Tech. I mean, we're a mountain university, believe
right.
you know, with
right.
kayaking and all the – I'm going to leave stuff out. But
and accessible is another word. We
accessibility.
We want to make them as accessible as possible to the largest cross-section of the community.
And just think of the population centers within an hour and a half from us, 2 to 3 hours.
Right.
Three-day weekends, overnight stays. It's a perfect place for that. Well, I'm getting really excited, so I've got.
Well, good.
What? Anything else? We got a few minutes left. Let's look in the crystal ball and talk about other things that.
Well, you know,
I
touched on this just a little bit before, the expansion at Cane Creek Park with the food forest.
How many acres will we have when all this is?
You know, that's a good question.
It's a large park.
And there's property there that
we can expand
even more because there's a. Yeah, there's other property there that we own that we're not going to develop right away. And
that's the way that is with Nashville growth. That's our flat land area, the western part of our county. So it's
– Right. You know, and, you know, recently the city council declared a piece of property near here as parkland.
Yes.
And we applied for a grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield. We didn't get that grant this year.
Okay, we're in the mix. So
that's right. But that land is there. And Cookeville is expanding this way.
Yes.
So we have parkland in this part of the city, county, where we can put a park down here that for people who live in this area yeah. as well.
And I remember Glenn Smith, a good friend
yes.
of mine, late Glenn Smith. He lived down in the Buffalo Valley area.
Mm-hmm.
His daughter, I think she still works with Vanderbilt National. She's a little less than an hour to her job, less than an hour to the airport. So it's just so positive
sure.
for future growth and development.
I think you're
and
right.
to have that park is just wonderful.
I think you're right.
So our future is very bright. I meant to mention this earlier in the show, and I didn't, and we talked about it off air. Years ago, 20 years ago, we commissioned a study. One of the first things we did at the Highlands under the chamber, we commissioned an economic development study.
Yes.
It was ahead of its time, but we hired an international consultant that worked with one-third of the Fortune 500 companies, paid a lot of money, private raised money, and they came back, and in their introductory, in their remarks, we were all taken back at first, and they basically said, and we talked about this off air, you have world-class arts, music, and crafts. You have waterfalls. You have trails. You have Tennessee Tech. He said, y'all don't fully realize this, but you are already a miniature Asheville, North Carolina.
That's high praise. Yeah.
And with a little marketing, you really could. Now, Asheville is a great community. We're not saying it's great or bad, but I'm saying we have the potential. We've just begun, Chet.
You're exactly right. Just scratching the surface. I mean, with Tennessee Tech here as well. My gosh, the sky's the limit.
You know, I was on the campus yesterday, just first time in a while, you know, and I was talking to someone who said, you know, the building blocks over the years, we look like a major small university now.
We are.
Landscaping,
yes.
the attention to detail.
Yes.
It's incredible.
It's impressive.
It is. And the pride that goes into that. Mm-hmm. So hey, I'm a homer, man. I'm so proud of our community and what we're doing, and I just appreciate what you're doing. We have a group of leaders, all ages, the young group's coming on. Your group is already there, but we've got about a minute left. Any commercial you want to do or thing you want to
I just like to tell people to get out and take advantage of the
that's what it's here for.
Of the things that are right in your own backyard, the parks, the rail trails, the art, you know, the music, the concerts,
crafts,
everything that happens right here. I know it's exciting to leave town and go see some things sometimes, but we have things right here in your backyard that are most of the time free. So please take advantage
of
that.
We like that price.
Yes.
You know, we had a saying that wasn't original, but more and more we want to give our citizens and our visitors less of a reason to leave Cookeville, Putnam County, the Upper Cumberland, the Highlands, and leave this region for goods and services. And that certainly includes the arts, the music.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
I just hope you're in good. I hope you're taking your physicals and you're here because you are such an asset as Rick and others. And it's a team effort.
It absolutely is.
But our future's bright and our leadership is great. And I'm just proud to be on a retiree who's a happy camper in this community.
Well, I'm glad that you're in the position where you can take advantage of these things.
And I want to stay involved. But yes. God bless you, my friend.
Well,
you're
thank
great.
You, George.
Thank you.